Okay, so we're diving deep today into Google's latest move with this Panda 4.1 thing.
Right. Yeah. Panda 4.1.
Trying to make sense of it all, what it means for websites.
Definitely. And we've got this article from Double Dome laying it all out. So we'll be taking that apart.
Yeah, this is our roadmap for today.
Absolutely.
All right, so for anyone maybe just tuning in or, not super familiar with all the ins and outs of Google's algorithms,
Right.
can you give us the quick rundown on what Panda's all about?
Yeah. So Panda is essentially Google's way of trying to constantly refine, how search results are ranked.
Right.
And specifically, it's about identifying websites that might have what they consider low quality content.
Okay, so weeding out the not so good stuff.
Exactly, because they want to make sure that when you search, you're finding valuable information quickly.
Makes sense. And this 4.1 thing, this is the latest iteration,
The
right?
4.1, the newest update,
Fresh off the press.
announced just last week.
Oh, wow. So really recent.
Yeah, early April 2025 by Google's Pierre Fahr.
Okay, so still rolling out as we speak.
Still rolling out, yeah. Should be completely done by the end of the week.
Okay, so anyone listening who's, maybe a little nervous about what this all means, you've got a few days to kind of see how things shake out.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the big deal with this update? What are they saying is different this time around?
Well, the interesting thing is Google's framing this as a direct response to feedback they've gotten
Oh, interesting.
from both users and webmasters.
Okay, so they're actually listening.
They are listening. And the goal, they say, is to get even better at identifying low-quality content,
Okay.
which should, in theory, allow a wider range of high-quality websites,
I see.
especially smaller and medium-sized ones, to rank better.
So leveling the playing field a bit.
That's the idea.
Interesting. And they're saying this could have a pretty significant impact, right?
Yeah, the article mentions it could affect something like 3 to 5% of search queries,
Wow, that's a lot.
depending on where you are in the world.
So for those listening, this could be a good thing or maybe not so good.
Right. It all depends.
But definitely something to be aware of.
Absolutely.
So let's say someone listening was negatively impacted by that previous Panda 4.0 update, and they've really been working hard, improving their website, making those quality changes, they've been putting in the work.
Yeah.
Could this be a good thing for them?
This could definitely be a good thing. It's like a chance to be rewarded for those efforts.
Oh.
Because if Google now sees their site as higher quality because of those changes they've made, they might actually see more traffic coming their way.
So a bounce back, essentially.
Yeah, a bounce back, potentially even by the end of this week.
Okay, so there's hope.
There is hope.
Now, on the flip side, let's say someone hasn't really been hit by any of these updates before.
Yeah.
They think they're doing everything right.
Right.
Do they need to be worried about this 4.1?
Well, here's the thing. Even if you haven't been penalized before, this update is still another opportunity for Google to assess your site.
Uh-oh.
So if their algorithm flags something as low quality, you could still see a dip in your traffic.
So no one's off the hook.
It's a continuous evaluation. Google's always looking at these things.
It's like a never-ending test.
In a way, yes.
Okay, so this really emphasizes the importance of quality content, right?
It does. It's a constant message from Google.
Like they're beating a drum.
Pretty much.
So what does that actually look like? What does high quality content mean for them?
It boils down to content that's clear, direct, useful for the people searching, but also something Google systems can easily understand.
Okay, so it's got to work on both ends,
Exactly.
human and robot.
Right. And the Double Dome article actually breaks down some specific factors Google considers.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Sure.
So what are some of those factors?
Well, one big one is reducing what they call thin content.
Thin content.
Yeah, pages with very little substance. Not a lot of actual information.
So like fluffy filler stuff.
Basically, Google wants to make sure users are finding valuable content.
Makes sense.
Another factor is properly defining your website's crawl priority.
Crawl priority.
Yeah. So this tells Google which pages on your site are most important.
So they know where to look first.
Exactly. That way they focus on indexing your key content first.
Okay.
Then there's XML sitemaps.
Ah, sitemaps. Those are important.
Absolutely. Think of it like a roadmap for Google.
Okay.
It helps them efficiently discover and understand all the pages on your site.
So Google doesn't get lost.
Right. And similar to that, avoiding sitemap conflicts and having the correct URL parameters.
URL parameters.
Yeah, all those little bits in the website address, making sure those are correct also helps Google navigate your site without confusion.
So they're indexing the right things.
Exactly.
And the last one I think the article mentioned was robots.txt.
Right, robots.txt.
Those are like instructions for the Google bots, right?
Exactly. They tell the search engine crawlers which parts of your site they can and can't access.
Okay.
So this helps prevent Google from indexing pages that are irrelevant or low value.
Which could hurt you in the long run.
Right, because Google might see that as a sign of low quality overall.
I see. So it's all about putting your best foot forward.
Yeah, and really understanding how these technical details play into the bigger picture of quality.
So basically, ignoring all this stuff while churning out, you know, poorly written or thin content.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for disaster.
No, I'm not going to end well for your rankings.
Google's going to come knocking.
Pretty much.
And I'm going to be like, nope, not good enough.
Exactly.
So ultimately, what Google wants is to reward websites that are actually beneficial to their users.
That's the idea. They want to prioritize those websites that offer a positive user experience.
So it's not just about, you know, tricking the algorithm or anything like
that. No, it's about genuinely providing value to the people visiting your site.
It's about the humans.
Absolutely.
Okay, so to kind of sum all this up,
mm-hmm.
this Panda 4.1, it's essentially a more refined tool that Google's using to judge the quality of a website.
That's a good way to put it.
And that means there are opportunities for those who are focusing on that quality, you know, creating valuable content.
Right.
But it also means there's potential risks for those who aren't.
Absolutely.
So for anyone listening, you know, thinking about their own website or their online presence.
Yeah.
What's one area that they might want to take a closer look at, you know, in light of this whole quality thing?
That's a good question to consider. What aspect of your online presence might be most affected by Google's renewed focus on quality?
Or even just think about how this emphasis on quality changes how we think about the information we create and share online.
That's a really interesting thought.
Yeah, definitely some food for thought.
For sure.
Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today.
It's been great breaking this down.
Definitely learned a lot. Always good to stay ahead of the curve with Google, you know.
Absolutely.
They keep us on our toes.
That they do.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.